deeply shocking, although I'm not surprised because there's been so many incidents where information has been put into the public domain that subsequently turns out not to be true, that, you know, although it's very shocking, it's not that surprising that, that something like this actually happened in the lead up to Mr. Tomlinson's death.
How, do you think the Metropolitan Police has learned the lessons from the death at Stockwell tube station in 2005 of the Brazilian Jean Charles de Menezes?
No, I don't, because I think it's virtually a repetition of the same kind of, you know, misinformation. Again, trying to turn public attention away from police conduct. What needs to happen in this case, and I think one of the things that's really concerning about it, is that there wasn't an independent investigation right from the beginning, given the context in which the death occurred.
Can you expand on that? Because obviously the Independent Police Complaints Commission is investigating the death. Do you think that they're not independent enough of the police?
I think the problem is that they are managing an investigation that's being carried out by the City of London Police. The IPCC was set up because the previous body that investigated such deaths was so discredited because the police investigated themselves. And yet here we have a death occurring during a demonstration around a very high-profile event. And I think that what should have happened is that the IPCC should have instigated an independent investigation immediately so that the public and the family could have confidence in the investigation.